Hello and welcome to an Australian Family Physician online podcast. I'm Zara Margolis. Professor Anthony Dixon is a co-author of the article, Sentinel Node Biopsy Now Has Limited Role in Melanoma Management. You can find a full copy of this article in the July 2014 edition of Australian Family Physician.
Anthony, thank you so much for joining me.
No worries, thank you.
Firstly, would you be able to explain what is involved in a sentinel lymph node biopsy or an SLNB?
Yes, well, there's a historical basis. When I was a junior doctor, if you had a melanoma out, then you had all the glands and the regional glands taken out as well, the nodes. And we know that doesn't help. In fact, it just has complications. And so in the 90s, this sentinel node biopsy technique became popular, and the concept was rather than just take all the nodes out of every melanoma patient, you squirt a blue dye or radioactive tracer around the melanoma on the skin, and you see where that node that tracks to, and in a small operation you just take out one little node, and then that node gets checked for melanoma. And if there's melanoma in that one node, then the rest of the nodes would be removed. But if there wasn't, the idea was if melanoma was not in that one little node, then the patient wouldn't have to have any more surgery. That was the concept when it was popularized sort of in the 90s.
Your article, which is featured in the July edition of AFP, discusses a large prospective randomized control trial that was used to determine if there was some theoretical advantages of this system. Could you explain to me a bit more about what this trial actually involved and what we can learn from it now?
Well, this was a huge trial, and it's a credit to the people who developed the technique that they subjected it to a huge randomized controlled trial. It was headed by a man called Professor Morton in California, who unfortunately died just before this trial finally got published a few months ago. And that was a little bit sad because he was such a pioneer in this field. But what they did was they randomized melanoma patients into having the sentinel lymph node biopsy or not having it. And if they had the biopsy and it did show melanoma, then they had the rest of the nodes out. And the two groups were compared prospectively for a whopping 10 years. The idea was that the hope was that the patients that had the test and got the node biopsy would have a greater 10-year survival, that we'd be preventing some disease and they'd be having greater 10-year survival. But what we found, what was published this year in the New England Journal, was that there's no survival advantage, that it was 77% versus 76%, and as such, there was no survival advantage as a reason to do the sentinel node biopsy anymore.
What does that mean for practitioners now?
Well, it means that doing a sentinel node biopsy for the purpose of making patients live longer is not valid. But there is another reason to do the biopsy, and that is that it provides prognostic information, that we know that if you have the biopsy and it's positive, then your prospects are worse. And therefore, as a predictor of survival, the sentinel node test is still valid, and some melanoma patients may wish to have the biopsy to get the added prognostic information. And that's fine, but it wouldn't and shouldn't be done anymore, with the point being to make patients live longer, because it's pretty clear now it doesn't make patients live longer.
Was that the result that they thought they were going to find, or was these findings a bit unexpected?
Look, I think all of us thought, maybe hoped, that there'd be a survival benefit. I mean, with melanoma, unfortunately, you know, all sorts of good ideas come up, and most of them we don't find survival benefits that we hope would happen. I and I guess most of us hope that the 10-year data would show that we've found something that melanoma patients can have survival benefit from, but it's not the case. But negative trials are very important. Just when we find something that works, we change to it, but also when trials are negative, like this one, it's also important we heed the lessons of that and realise that this was negative. It is, in a sense, yesterday's story, and we have to move on. Certainly, patients shouldn't be made to feel that they have to have this test or that it's required, when clearly the main point of doing it is no longer valid.
But as you said, there's still very much a place for the node biopsy in current practice. Do you think its popularity or the currency at which it will be used will diminish now that it's been established that it doesn't promote a longer life expectancy?
I expect so. The same trial also published their data 5 years into the study, and the five-year data showed no survival advantage. At that point, many people wound back their usage of sentinel node biopsy, and so the 10 years is in a sense confirmed the 5 year findings. So it will probably wind back further, and so it should. The important thing is that patients need to understand that the reason they would be having this test has nothing to do with survival. It's simply about giving them more information about their prospects.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add in regards to this study and your article?
Yes. In the trial, the routine was that you had the biopsy, and if it was positive, you had the rest of the nodes out. Of course, the second part of that is now no longer valid. This sentinel node biopsy is confirmed as a test, but is confirmed as not being a survival advantage as a treatment. And therefore, if someone did want to have the test these days for prognostic reasons, and it was positive, then of course it would not be appropriate to go and take the rest of their nodes out. The test part works, the treatment part is not working, and therefore that's a bit of a mindset. Patients certainly need to be followed through whether the test is positive or negative, but it's no longer appropriate to routinely take the rest of the nodes out when someone has a sentinel node biopsy test and it's positive. Well, we'll see where this develops, but I would imagine that usage will decrease. The other role of sentinel lymph node biopsy has is in the research field. There are some trials where to enroll in the trial you have to be positive for sentinel node, for new experimental trials. So in ongoing research we'll still see this test being used. It's important though we think of it as a test and not as a treatment, because that's essentially what it is.
So it's more or less this study has affected the way that we and future clinicians and patients will think about sentinel lymph node biopsies.
Yes, and this is, again, only pertaining to melanoma and not other diseases where you might use this. But, yes, what it means is that sentinel node biopsy doesn't improve survival. It does give prognostic advice. Of course, it has its own complication rate. 10% of patients that have a sentinel node biopsy get a complication from it, and people must know that before they agree to have the test. And we won't even routinely go on to take the rest of the nodes out, even if their test is positive.
Thank you so much for your time this morning, Anthony. It's been a really interesting chat.
All right, thank you very much.
You can find Professor Anthony Dixon's article, Sentinel Node Biopsy Now Has Limited Role in Melanoma Management, in the July 2014 edition of Australian Family Physician, as well as online at www.racgp.org.au/AFP.